This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. China's President Xi Jinping told German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday Sino-EU relations face various challenges, and he hopes the 27-nation bloc could independently make correct judgments, Chinese state media reported. In a phone call with Merkel, she said the EU and China should, quote, respect each other, end quote, and, quote, eliminate interference, end quote, according to a readout from the official Xinhua news agency, without naming the source of such interference. Merkel has led Germany, the EU's biggest economy, since 2005. The EU last month imposed its first significant sanctions against Chinese officials since 1989, over alleged human rights abuses in China's Xinjiang region. Beijing denies the allegations and quickly hit back by blacklisting some EU lawmakers and entities. China sent more fighter jets into Taiwan's air defense zone Wednesday in a stepped-up show of force around the island Beijing claims as its own, and Taiwan's foreign minister said it would fight to the end if China attacks. The democratic self-governed island has complained of repeated military activities by Beijing in recent months, with China's Air Force making almost daily forays in Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Monday, China said an aircraft carrier group was exercising close to the island. A group representing Myanmar's ousted civilian government said Wednesday it had gathered 180,000 pieces of evidence showing rights abuses by the junta, including torture and extrajudicial killings. The country has been in turmoil since the army deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi February 1st, with nearly 600 people killed in a crackdown on anti-coup protests. This is VOA News. A top official at the European Medicines Agency says there's a causal link between the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and rare cases of blood clots, but he says the benefits of getting the vaccine still outweigh the risks. That news comes from the head of health threats and vaccine strategy there. The EU agency said a press conference may be held later this week. AstraZeneca and Oxford University, which developed the vaccine, announced Tuesday they were pausing the trial of their shots in children while British regulators investigate the potential blood clot link in adults. The AstraZeneca vaccine is critical to Europe's immunization campaign and a linchpin in the global strategy to get vaccines to poor countries. South Korea said Wednesday it will temporarily suspend providing AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to people younger than 60 years old amid a European review while approving a Johnson & Johnson shot in a bid to speed up its inoculation rollout. The European Medical Agency, EMA, is due to announce the results later today of a review on whether some cases of blood clotting in adults may be linked to the AstraZeneca shot. Britain began rolling out its third coronavirus vaccine Wednesday from U.S. company Moderna as questions mounted over shots from the country's main supplier, AstraZeneca. The Moderna vaccine, which is already being delivered in Europe and the United States, joined ones from AstraZeneca, Oxford University, and Pfizer-BioNTech in Britain's armory against COVID-19. The first shot of the two-stage Moderna inoculation was given at a hospital in Wales to a 24-year-old. India reported record new COVID-19 cases Wednesday, a 13-fold increase in just over 2 months, raising pressure on the government to expand its vaccination campaign. Some states, including hardest-hit Maharashtra, have complained of a scarcity of vaccines during a second wave of the pandemic, forcing some centers to turn away people, though only people aged over 45 years old are being immunized. India's health ministry has told states it replenishes doses based on immunization patterns and that supplies are adequate. Jurors at the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have been told he received extensive training in how to defuse tense situations and how to properly restrain suspects. A use of force trainer testified Tuesday that officers aren't trained to use their legs or knees on somebody's neck and are told to avoid neck pressure when possible. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.